Just barely a week after Hurricane Harvey slammed into Texas, the even bigger Hurricane Irma is barreling over the Caribbean. The storm is currently a Category 5, which is the highest level a hurricane can reach, and winds are blowing over 180 miles per hour.
Yesterday, Irma leveled the islands of Barbuda and St. Martin. So far, Hurricane Irma is blamed for 3 deaths. We go now to Florida State University's Center for Ocean Atmospheric Prediction Studies and Mark Barassa, professor of meteorology. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So how big is Hurricane Irma right now? How fast are the winds? How much rain are we seeing?
Well, it's still very strong winds, up to 175 miles per hour now. Those hurricane winds reach out about 60 miles from the center of the storm and tropical force out to about 185 miles. So it's a very large storm with a lot of rain.
Hurricane Harvey is certainly on the minds of many people. Other people think about Hurricane Andrew and the destruction it put together years ago. Does this storm feel unprecedented, and do any previous hurricanes compare, in your opinion?
There have been previous hurricanes that are bigger, ones that are of similar strength. This might be just a little bit more strong at certain levels. So in that sense, during our recorded period, we haven't seen one as strong. But the differences are small from the other extreme storms. And there have been bigger ones in terms of the space they've covered. But it is a very scary combination of large and strong.
In the bigger picture, how dramatic can hurricane season be from year to year? Are there hurricane seasons that simply really aren't that bad if you're people who are used to experiencing them?
It's not so much a matter of how many strong storms we have, but where they hit. If they hit in places where the ground is level, if they move on a track that doesn't move very fast over that land, like Harvey in both cases, they do a tremendous amount of damage. So a lot has to do more with the topography, the shape of the land they're going over, and the time they spend over it.
What is a potential damage that could come to Florida? Is there a possibility that the storm could calm a bit before it gets there, or are you expecting major destruction?
It could calm a little bit as it passes some of the more mountainous land masses. It could slow down. But as it slows down, it'll make the higher winds spread out, which is perhaps more dangerous in terms of storm surge, which is the big threat. And in low-lying areas of Florida, that surge could be the big risk. In the Bahamas, it's certainly the big risk.
So in the areas of Florida that could get hit pretty hard, I wonder if you could compare and contrast a bit with how the Houston area with Harvey has had such massive problems with flooding. How is this area of Florida similar or different?
Okay. They're both very flat areas, so they can suffer the same. Rain builds up very easily. But Florida allows it drainage off in multiple directions, where in the case of Texas, it all flows toward the coast. The big difference with this storm, though, is it's moving at about 16 or 17 miles per hour, whereas Harvey was sitting over one place for a long time. So even if it's raining a lot at any one time, it's not going to build up like it did in Harvey. Again, the bigger risk is the flooding from the storm surge rather than the rain.
Mark, finally, I hate to look too far ahead since we don't know exactly what Irma could do, especially in the U.S., but what could be coming after Irma? Do you expect this season to continue to be so strong?
There's no way of really making a good guess at that. Now, we do know behind Irma, there is, in fact, another system that is moving along. We don't know where it'll go yet in terms of hitting the U.S. mainland, but it is heading towards some of the islands again. It could be a 1-2 punch for some of the leeward islands.
Mark Barassa is a professor of meteorology at Florida State University's Center for Ocean Atmospheric Prediction Studies. Mark, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.